Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. It is now Friday. I believe it's Jahina, the 11th of April, 2025. How are you feeling out there? Dibla bother, says you. Weather good. Inflation's up. Trade is through other. It is the weekend, however. Get in touch in the usual fashion. And the fashion is boom, boom, by the way. Greed is good. The WhatsApp is 087 032 32 32. And you can also email Oliver at rte.ie. Tarish Jock. Now, we have an absolutely action jam-packed show for you this morning. Visiting critic this morning is Aina Ní Laoghna, woman of science. And we're going to try to tame this woman, our best known wildlife expert. We sent her off to a meditation class to evoke mindfulness in Aina Ní Laoghna. The woman who talks a lot, they're all very fast and all together, non-stop thoughts all come out and tumble out and the whole thing goes well. We said, calm now, just breathe in and breathe out. So she sat still, total silence, contemplation, and known for fast knowledge. Can you close off a mind like that? We wonder, can you shut it down and calm her down in any way at all? She's great crack, full of beans. So we're curious to find out how she got on this morning. 51551 is the text. Of course it's the text, because you'll also want to be joining us for our Party Piece People competition. Great prizes to win. As ever, we give you the chance to win a night in or a night out. All you have to do is come on with us and showcase your talent, whether it's an impression or maybe it's a poem you wrote, a funny story that you could tell, a couple of jokes. We've had a couple of jokes. We've had people who do strange sounds. There was a Donald Duck. This person actually won't come on air, but they can make this sound with their mouth. This is... What's going on here? This is a human doing an impression of a dolphin. Perfectly normal. Something kind of relaxing about that, isn't there? I thought they were playing spoons when I first heard this. But yeah, that's it. It's the cheek. Is it the cheek they're using? Goes on for... We just let that... Let's pull that down there now. That goes on for quite some time. What a shame they won't come on to do it with us. If you could do anything that's a talent, basically, your party piece for us, we have the chance to win a pair of tickets to see CMAT. That's in the Three Arena, the Point, on the 5th of December. But you can choose the night in too if you're the winner. We'll give you a €100 Just Eat voucher for a takeaway this very evening. You will decide. Aina Ní Laoghna, I think, does party piece as well. We might ask her, would she join in for the crack and help us out? How do you get in touch with the Party Piece People competition? Oliver at rte.ie's email. You can text 51551 and the WhatsApp one more time, 087 032 32 32. So you can't put down the phones at this stage with what's going on, and it's a habit that drives parents up the and employers up the wall. The Irish Daily Mail tells us this morning, Generation Z can't seem to stop checking their phone even when they're supposed to be having a conversation. They've done research. Experts have gone out and said that it takes just 2 minutes and 15 seconds for Gen Z. So they're in their late teens, early 20s. The generation thing has broken down weirdly. 2 minutes, 15 seconds before they reach for their phones during a conversation. So they're chatting away to somebody and average 2 minutes and they're picking up the phone. 18 to 28 year olds. There you go. That's where they're up to. I mean, it's kind of across generations there. Experts say the constant need to look at their phones is a manifestation of the anxiety and isolation felt by those in their late teens and early 20s. Well, there's never been more of those young people in the world. What are they lonely about? They're lonely because they're on their phones, and they're on their phones because it's very profitable for a handful of companies. No, don't go to the dark side this morning. It's Friday crack only. I mean, I'm a bit of a news hound. I think I'm mid-conversation when a New York Times things flash up and go, what's he done now? And then the second minute, there's a flash about Gen Z phones. Look at those young people on their phones. And it's just ourselves, isn't it? The Americans are worried about the iPhones costing a fortune, and Apple are already up to their usual tricks, which have benefited us quite well in this country, of course, because their intellectual property magically flies over Ireland and they pay a little tiny bit of tax here, which keeps us going. The tech company has flown 600 tons of iPhones, that's 1.5 million handsets, to America from India since the... Since the tariff rows began, basically. So they're hoping to make everything in India to get around the tariffs that have been put on China. And because, yeah, because it's going to cost a fortune to get an iPhone over there, the costs and so on. Another thing that's upended the world are the skinny jabs, as they call them. Things like Ozempic and Wegovy, which is made by the same people. I think it's a stronger version of Ozempic. Ozempic is for diabetes, by the way. It's the only way it's prescribed here. But privately in America, people are getting their doctors to give it to them because it suppresses the appetite and so on. So Weight Watchers, one of the world's biggest companies in the dieting industry, is preparing to file for bankruptcy because of the rise of drugs targeted at people who are dieting. New York headquartered company, it's been around since 1963, would you believe? It helps users monitor their diets by attributing scores to different foods. It also sells a range of ready-made meals and low-calorie wines right across the world. Well, it is preparing to begin Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings over the coming months to try and hand control to creditors. They owe so much money and struggling to attract young customers in particular. And it's all very sudden. Their revenues fell by 100 million last year, still making 800 million a year. But the share price plunged 90% in just a year. Why? Oprah Winfrey stepped down as a member of the board of Weight Watchers after nearly 10 years and admitted she had started using weight loss drugs as a maintenance tool. So they're hoping to restructure, but it looks like it's over for that dieting industry. For sure. That's the kind of, that's the crack that's going on there. What's this? The front page of the Irish Times. You've probably heard about this now. There's a Russian spy ship floating off the coast of County Mayo. A Russian Navy intelligence gathering ship is being tracked through Irish controlled waters and is refusing to respond to communications from the naval service. The Viktor Leonov, 300-foot vessel, very fetching-looking vessel, from the Russian Navy's Northern Fleet, was spotted by the Irish Naval Service, and it's being tracked by the L.E. Samuel Beckett. So Beckett is waiting for them to get in contact with them. So they got in touch. The communications apparently was accepted. It was like the two ticks on the WhatsApp. So they've read it, but they didn't say anything back. Defence sources say the Beckett has attempted to hail the Leonov and establish his purpose in Irish-controlled waters, not our territorial seas, which extend 22 kilometres from our coastline, but in our economic area zone, as it's designated, in the EEZ. It has broken no maritime laws, but previous sightings have raised concerns. Russia is mapping our seabed and infrastructure. I hope somebody is, anyway, but not for these nefarious purposes. And our data cables, oh, that's the bit that connects us to the internet worldwide. The Leonov, by the way, if the Russians do want to get in touch, they can also join us for our party piece competition. They contact anyone in Ireland at all, get in touch with it. Do videnya to those Ruskies floating out there. Oh, sport. It's a massive weekend for sport, by the way. And the Masters has gone well. Rory McIlroy's the great hope, wasn't he, again? Derailed by a horrible finish to his first round of this 89th Masters. Two double bogeys in the closing four holes. Basically, he was going really well, 14 holes in, and then the 15th, he fell asunder. There's something about the Masters that just seems to unravel in Rory McIlroy's mind. He was in great form yesterday. You might have seen there that his daughter, 4-year-old Poppy, putted from 30 feet out at the Masters in the kind of fun, family-friendly thing. And Shane Lowry was there as well with his young one. But costly late errors have left him slipping. McIlroy to a level par 72. Level par, the Justin Rose is leading it off. He's 7 shots under, so he's well off the pace. It's not going to happen for McIlroy. I hope I'm wrong, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen, which would mean 39 majors in a row without a win. You have to go back to 2014 since he last won a major when he was and he was flying as a young fella, and things seem to be going well in his life. But it's a mental game. It's a mental sport. It goes on for the weekend. We're watching Shane Lowry, who's on par, basically, at the moment. And it goes on. It goes on and on and on. The Women's Six Nations is tomorrow. There's a break last weekend. Amy Lee Costigan is going to captain Ireland. There are 3 changes to the side for the Women's Six Nations, meeting England in Cork. Is where that's happening. England, obviously, really difficult. They scored 14 tries the last time we met in the Six Nations, and they went ahead they're going for their 7th Six Nations in a row, the English, but they've been professionals for longer than any other team in the Six Nations. We've done well, actually. We had wins over Australia and New Zealand recently, and we got off to a good start when we beat Italy there recently. It was a record win, indeed, that one as well. England currently on top, 10 points, followed by France and then Ireland on 5. So that begins. It's live on RT2 tomorrow at 4:45, basically. But tonight, Leinster are playing Glasgow. That's on Lansdowne Road. And they're very hopeful in Leinster in the Champions Cup, the European Cup. They beat Harlequin 6-2 in Croke Park. And now they have Glasgow. It won't be as easy, but they are expected to win that, to be fair. Munster beat La Rochelle, of course, last week. They're off to Bordeaux. Bordeaux beat Ulster last Sunday. And Joey Carberry, this is the interesting bit. Joey Carberry is, of course, playing for Bordeaux now, former Munster player. And he knows Munster very, very well. And there was a very interesting interview, I don't know if you read last weekend in the Irish Times, Carberry talking about leaving Ireland to play in France and having a great time there. And he's talking about the lovely life they have in beautiful Bordeaux, and his wife and young son are enjoying the French lifestyle. And, of course, the life of a number 10. You get to watch Johnny Sexton for years, and now Jack Crowley and Sam Prendergast. So that's why he's over in Bordeaux. That's where he on this evening, also live on RT television. And of course, there's GAA across the weekend. Tyrone Cavan up in Ulster, with the pick of the action. Dublin begin their campaign against Wicklow in Ockram. It's like the football championship gets a bit mad. Outside of the Ulster championship, not much competition for months. There are going to be 53 matches just to knock out four teams in the GAA football championship. What are they doing? Jumping back to the Masters, a story that's doing the rounds this morning is a Spanish amateur, José Luis Ballester. He relieved himself into basically one of the ponds on the. And this is a pristine golf club, Augusta National, Rays Creek. He urinated from a ledge, said he couldn't find, he didn't know where the bathrooms were. So he had to go. He was on the 13th hole. And he said, he's unapologetic because he's suspended. I had to do it. I will do it again. That sounded Italian, actually. Desolé. Lo siento. If I had to do it, I would do it again. There you go. Okay, there's the stereotypes. 21-year-old, he's playing alongside Scotty Scheffler and Justin Thomas. Sprinted away from the fairway after playing his third shot. Incredible scenes. He got an ovation from the galleries. There's no footage of this, by the way, because you can't bring mobile phones into the Augusta National. Somebody was thrown out the other day for wearing shorts. They're very fussy people. And he's done that. And I'd say he's going to get a stern talking to. Also, apparently, it looks different, the course, this year, because lots of trees were knocked down in the storms and all of that. Oh, on the Gen Z, stuck on their phones the whole time. Woman agreeing with me here. It's everybody. My 63-year-old dad is on his phone constantly. Not necessarily us, says Miriam. Miriam is an unusual name for a Gen Z text. Thanks for getting in touch there. It's all happening now. It's Friday. It's 9:15. I think we'll have a bit of this. A bit of a dance around the kitchen. Why not?